Welcome, everybody. We begin the fourth chapter of the Rambam's Hilchos Deos. This is quite a rare, intriguing, and fascinating chapter in which the Rambam will present his daily regimen and diet for the Jew. How to live, how to behave, what to eat, what to drink, what your schedule should be, when to sleep, how to sleep, when to bathe, what not to eat, etc., etc. Let's see his opening words. The opening words themselves are extraordinary words which really set the paradigm and the foundation of everything he's going to explain. Perik Revi, Halacha Aleph. Ho yil ve'yoyis ha'guv bari v'shalim medarkei Hashem hu. Since the fact that the body should be healthy and wholesome and sound is one of the ways of Hashem. Because it's so difficult for a person to comprehend or to experience divine consciousness when he is ill, when a person is lethargic or sick or heavy or in pain. It's so much more difficult to be able to have the emotional and mental space to be able to serve Hashem, to be able to be aware of Hashem, to be able to be connected to Hashem. Therefore, it is an obligation on a person to distance himself from anything that might ruin and destroy and harm the body. And conversely, a person is obligated to engage in behaviors that will bring the body health and strength, that which makes you healthier and stronger. This is the basis of this chapter, that for a body to be physically sound, physically healthy, physically strong, is not just a material necessity. It's not just something that will make us feel better. No, it's an indispensable part of halacha. It's an indispensable part of Yiddishkeit. Why? It's midarkei Hashem. It's one of the ways of Hashem. Now here I should point out something very interesting. The words midarkei Hashem are quite fascinating and enigmatic, because the Rambam told us before in Yesodei HaTorah chapters 1 and 2, Hashem doesn't have a body. Later in Hilchos Truvah he's going to elaborate. Hashem is not a corporal being. You say a body healthy is one of the ways of Hashem. In chapter 1 of Hilchos Deos, the Rambam did discuss living a centered life with the right balanced temperament as being the derech Hashem, the path of Hashem. But that was in terms of behavior, compassion, love, sanctity, graciousness. Here he's talking about the physical health of a physical body, saying this is the way of Hashem, seems somewhat enigmatic. The Lubavitcher Rebbe once suggested that perhaps in early manuscript, the Rambam wrote, Midarkei Avoidas Hashem Hu. It's essential, it's one of the paths, one of the components of serving Hashem, because that would be very consistent with his language at the end of the previous chapter, that health is part of Avoidas Hashem. And then somehow that word may have been deleted. But regardless, it's very clear, the Rambam's message, that your body's health is essential, an indispensable part of Darkei Hashem, of serving the Ribbono Shel Olam. And therefore the Rambam is going to begin to articulate his daily regimen for the Jew. Now, tomorrow I'm going to be giving Be'ezer Hashem another class, which is going to be an epilogue or an introduction to this chapter, Perek Dalet of Hilchos Deos, because quite a few questions are going to come up, and quite a few questions came up from different people in the comments. And the big questions that have to be addressed is, everything the Rambam is going to discuss here about dieting and the regimen of the Jew, was this taken from medical literature, the Rambam's own medical knowledge, or is it based on the words of the sages? Number one. Number two, why did the Rambam bother to put in all the subsequent details in his Mishnah Torah as halachas, rather than just saying, you should be healthy, whatever that means in your life? Number three, what are the applications of these instructions for the Rambam in contemporary times? Are these instructions still relevant? Are they irrelevant today? How do we reconcile that with the concept of the eternity of halacha? These and similar questions will be addressed in the subsequent shiur as an introduction and epilogue to this chapter, which will be as a separate video, and you'll be able to find it on theyeshiva.net. Today we're going to be focusing on the text of the Rambam itself, and here he begins to give the right schedule for the Jew in order to live this healthy life and make sure that your body is completely healthy. Another fascinating thing we're going to see in the Rambam here is the holistic approach. The Rambam is not concerned here with focusing on a disease and finding the right remedy or medicine therapy to be able to help a person heal from that disease. Of course, that's important. He's going to address that at the end of the chapter. But his primary focus is going to be what we call today preventive medicine. How do I live a lifestyle that is healthy and wholesome? Another thing we're going to see is that he sees the entire living organism as one entity, which we call today holistic medicine, which means there's no distinct limbs and organs. Everything is interconnected and integrated with every other part of our life, our limbs, our organism, our schedule, our schedules, it's all one entity. This will all be quite obvious as we begin to see the Rambam's schedule, diet, and regimen. The Eluheim, this is what are the paths that help you become strong and healthy. Says the Rambam, La'olam la'yoychal adam elek shehu ra'ev. Do not eat when you're not hungry. Right? That's the first step. You eat when you're hungry. Not when you're bored. Not when you're anxious. Not when you're depressed. Not when you're in a bad mood. And not because you have an addiction to binging. You eat when you're hungry. You eat to live, you don't live to eat. And you drink when you're thirsty. Do not delay going to the bathroom even one moment. Anytime that a person needs to urinate or move his bowels, he should immediately go ahead and tend to his physical needs. Base. A person should not eat until the point that they're full, until the stomach is completely satiated. That's not a healthy way of living. One quarter less than your satiation. In other words, you should eat approximately three quarters of the amount that will make you mamish full. A person should not drink water in middle of the food, middle of eating, only a little bit of mazug b'yayin, diluted in wine. And when the food begins to be digested in one's intestines, then the person should drink whatever he needs to drink. But he shouldn't drink an excessive amount of water even after the food is digested. A person should not eat until he examines himself very well to make sure that he doesn't have to tend to his needs to move his bowels. A person should not eat until he walks before the meal, so that he raises his body temperature. He builds up a sweat. Or the person, instead of walking, can engage in labor, physical labor. Or can toil and exert himself in any other way that will cause the body to perspire and raise its temperature. Klal shel davar, the principle is, Ya'ane gufoy v'yiga kol yoyim ba'boiker at sheyaschil gufoy lochem. Every single day in the morning, a person needs to exercise. A person should exert the body to the point that the body begins, the temperature of the body is raised. The body perspires and sweats. V'yishkoit ma'at, and then the person should relax. Atcha tisyashev nafshay. After the exercise, the person should relax until he regains his composure, his soul is settled, and then va'oichel, and then you eat. If you bathed in warm water after exerting yourself, after the exercise, whether it was walking, whether it was working, or it was another form of physical exertion, after that you bathe in warm water and then you wait a little bit and you eat, the Rambam says that is beneficial. Gimel. La'olam. K'sheyoychal adam, whenever a person eats, yeshiv b'mkayme, he should sit in his place, in one place. Ayita al smile, or he could recline to his left. But v'lo yahalach, shouldn't be walking while the person is eating. V'lo yirkov, shouldn't be riding on an animal. V'lo yiga, shouldn't be busy exerting himself in the middle of eating. V'lo yizazeya gufay, or causing anything to shake up or startle the body. V'lo yit, don't engage in any of these activities while eating. V'lo yitayel, actually, sakal amazon shabimayev, should not take a walk and stroll until after the food is digested in the person's intestines. V'chol ha-metayel achar achilosei or sheyoga. Somebody who immediately after eating, before digestion, goes and strolls or starts exercising and exerting oneself, this brings upon a person harmful and difficult illnesses. Dalit, day and the night together are comprised of 24 hours. Daylay la'adam lishon shlishon shushmayna shayis. It's enough for a human being to sleep during a third of those 24 hours, which would be, of course, a third of 24. You have 8 and 16 and another 8 is 24. So that would be 8 hours. There's the famous explanation of the Magen Avraham, who brings in Erech Chaim Reish Lametes that there's a pasuk in Eiv, Job chapter 3, Yashanti oz yanuachli. I slept, and then I became rested and tranquil. Oz is a combination of two letters, Aleph and Zion. Aleph is 1, and Zion is 8. So this is a remez in Torah and Eiv that the amount of sleep should be Yashanti oz yanuachli, when I sleep, oz, when I sleep for 8 hours, which is a third of the day and the night, as the Rambam says, then the person gets the full rest that they need. The Rambam says it's enough. 8 hours is enough. V'yiyu b'soif halayla. The Rambam says they should usually be towards the end of the night. So from the beginning of the sleep until sunrise should be 8 hours. And those are the 8 hours when the person is asleep. So a person gets out of bed before sunrise. Hey, a person should not sleep, not on his face, not on his back, only on the side. The beginning of the night should sleep on the left side. At the end of the night, he should sleep on the right side. Do not go to sleep right after you eat. A person should wait after the meal 3 or 4 hours and then go to sleep. Generally, a person should not sleep during the day. Vav, dvarim hamashalshalim es bnei me'ayim. Laxative foods, foods that loosen the stools, loosen the human digestive system. For example, kigoy, anovim, grapes, te'enim, figs, tusim, mulberries, agosim, pears, some translated as plums, which we know to be a laxative food. Avatichim, melons, mine hakishuyim, certain types of cucumbers, umine melofofinus, certain types of zucchini. These are all foods that loosen the stools. It should be eaten first before the meal. But do not mix them with the meal itself. Don't eat them together with the main meal. You should wait until they have descended from the upper stomach, and then you eat your meal. Conversely, dvarim shema'amtzim es bnei me'ayim, those foods which cause constipation, kegoin, remoinim, they are constipating, remoinim pomegranates, ufrishim, frishim are quinces, which till today we know, I think, is a food that is good for it's a constipator. V'tapuchim, apples, ukrustumulim, krustumulim are called crustumanian pears. They are in the family of pears. Pear species. These are all foods that are constipating. So the Rambam says, "Oicheloisem takeif l'mezayne." These should be eaten immediately after the meal, v'lo yar b'lechel mehem, but not in great quantity. Zayin. K'sheyir tzadam lechel b'sar roif b'sar behem kechod. If a person wants to eat poultry and meat in one sitting, oichel b'tchil b'sar roif. First, eat the poultry, then the meat. V'chein beitzim b'sar roif. If a person wants to eat in one sitting eggs and poultry, first eat the eggs. Psar behem adako, psar behem agasa. If a person wants to eat both meat of large cattle and meat of small cattle, behem adako is small cattle, for example, sheep. Behem agasa would be large cattle, for example, an ox. First, you eat the meat of the small cattle. La'olam yaktim adam davar hakal umachir hakavet. Generally, the person should always eat the lighter first, and then the heavier food afterwards. Ches. B'mois hachama, in the summer months, when it's hot, oichel ma'achalim hakarim. A person should eat cold food, probably the best translation is unseasoned foods. V'layar b'tvolim, without spices. A person shouldn't have many spices. V'oichel ha'chaymetz. But a person should use vinegar, like they would dip bread in vinegar. In the rainy season, the opposite. One should eat warmer foods or seasoned foods. And one could use many spices, should use many spices. In the rainy months, in the winter months, one should eat some mustard and chiltis, Chiltus is a herb which has a very powerful, powerful smell. It's translated in English, or the scientific term is Asa foetida. Asa foetida. That's the translation of Chiltus, which is a type of herb. So the Rambam says a little mustard and a little Chiltus is fine in the winter. According to this pattern, a person should behave, whether in colder climates or in warmer climates, choosing the food appropriate to each and every place. There are foods that are really harmful, and a person should never eat them. Kegoin, for example, hadogim hagdoilim hamaluchim hayishanim, the large fish which are aged and salted, v'hagvina hamalucha hayishana, and the aged and salted cheese, v'hakmein upitrius, truffles and mushrooms, v'habasr hamaluach hayashan, and the aged salted meat. Of course, they didn't have refrigerators then, so salting was the way of preserving a food after a while, so it shouldn't spoil. V'yayin migitoy, wine fresh out of the wine press. The Rambam says it's not good. V'tavshel sheshach and adaf recha, a dish, a cooked food which has been left over until it produces a bad odor. V'chein kol meichel sherecha yirah amar b'yoser, or any food that has a bad smell or a very bitter taste. Hare'elu leguf k'maysam hamavas, these are like poison to the body. V'yesh ma'cholus sheim royim aval enim k'may rishonim l'roya. There are other foods which are harmful, but they are not as harmful compared to those mentioned earlier in the beginning of Halachatas. So when it comes to this food, a person should eat them only sparingly and after intervals of many days. It's not like the first category, which he said you should never eat. He says eat less and take a break in between. This person should not eat them regularly as his or her main diet, or constantly as a side dish with the food. Kegain, an example of this category. Dogim gdoilim ugvina v'chalav sheshach ha-shenechlav estim v'arba shayis. Large fish, or cheese and milk, which has been left over for more than 24 hours after milking. Upsar shvarim gdoilim utyoshim gdoilim. The meat of large oxen or he-goats. V'hapul. Pull are what we call horse beans, adoshim, lentils, safir, chickpeas, lechem sa'irim, barley bread, lechem matzis, bread which are known as matzis, not fermented, unleavened bread, hakruv, cabbage, chatzir, leeks, ptsalim, onions, shumim, garlic, chardal, mustard, tznoin, radishes, kol elu ma'cholim royim heim. All of these are considered harmful foods. And therefore it's fitting that a person should eat of these foods very sparingly and only in the rainy season. Abstaining entirely of these foods in the summer. Of these horse beans and lentils alone, one should not eat either in the summer or the winter. Squash could be eaten in the summer season. Yud. There are foods which are also harmful, but less than the two previous categories. And here is an example of these foods. Oif hamayim. Oif hamayim is waterfowl, like duck, geese, etc. Ubnayoin haktanim, young pigeons. Tmarim, dates. Lechem koli b'shemen, bread which is roasted in oil. Oy lechem shenilosh b'shemen, or flour that is kneaded in oil. Or v'hasoylus shenipuay sekol tzarcha ad shelo nisharaba reyach mursa, flour which has been sifted so well that no bran is left. In other words, white flour. The Rambam says that's not good. V'hatzir, tzir is fish brine. Hamurius, hamurius is pickled fish oil. They take the oil that's extracted from fish and it's pickled. Ein royal hybris machalus elu. These foods should not be eaten in great quantity. Va'adam, a person, shehu chacham, who is wise, v'kayvish es yitzray, and can overcome his natural instinctive inclinations and addictions. V'lo yimashich achar ta'avase. This person will not be drawn after an immediate instinct for gratification. V'lo yoichel ben aniskarim klum, and will not eat nothing of the aforementioned foods, elim nitzrich lem lerefua, unless they're needed for a particular medical health reason. Hareza gibor, this is the human being whom we call a hero. This is a heroic person, could be connected to the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Ezehu gibor, hakoivesh es yitzrei, somebody who conquers the natural, superficial instincts and inclinations. Yud Aleph. Lo'olam yimna adam atzmai mipeiris ha'ilonis, person should always avoid fruits. He shouldn't eat of them in large quantity, even when they're dry. Certainly when they are fresh. This is even if they're ripe. But eating fruits before they're ripe, this is harem kacharoves leguf. They are like swords to the body. Another fruit which you should avoid is caribs, which are always harmful. Of course, a little play on words here, because caribs in Hebrew are charuvim. And he said a moment ago that if you eat fruits before they're ripe, they're like charoves, they're like swords to the body. So he says, v'chein ha-charuvim, and also caribs, which are called charuvim, are also like swords. They're harmful. V'chol ha-peiris ha-chamutzim. All pickled fruits. You know, sometimes they take fruits and they pickle them. He says, royim, they're harmful. V'neuch lemehem, you should not eat from them. Ela ma'at b'moy sachamu b'mekoy mesachamim. You can eat a little bit of them, meaning eat them only sparingly in the summer weather and in hot climates. There are exceptions in fruits. Figs, grapes, and almonds are always beneficial. Whether they're fresh or whether they're dry. A person can eat of them as much as he or she requires. Nonetheless, you shouldn't eat them constantly. Even though they're the most beneficial of all the fruits of the tree. Yud beis, hadvash v'hayayin, honey and wine, raliktanim, is harmful for the young, but v'yafel iskenim, is good and wholesome for the elderly. V'kol shekin b'mayis hakshamim, especially in the rainy season. V'tzorich adam lechel b'mayis hakham, shnei shlishim imashawaychel b'mayis hakshamim. Generally, here's the rule. In the summer, one should eat 2/3 of what the same person eats in the winter. Because of it's a season of heat. So therefore, a person should only eat 2/3 of what the same person would usually eat in the winter. Gimel. La'olam yishtadel adam shiyu me'ev rafim kol yama v'yekarev l'shul shalmat. A person should always make sure that he or she has loose movements throughout their life. That their stools are loose, that their movement is open. Tending slightly towards shilshul, which is diarrhea, tending slightly. V'zeh klal gadol b'refua. This is a cardinal principle in medicine. Kol zman she'ri'i nimna yotze b'kushi, chaloyim royim boyim. Whenever one suffers from constipation or has difficulty moving his bowels, serious diseases can beset him. B'mei rapa adam me'ev misam tzumat. What does a person do? How can one induce loose movements if a person does have mild constipation? So the Rambam gives the directives. If you're dealing with a young person who needs to loosen his system, every single morning this young person should eat meluchim shlukim, the person should eat well-cooked meluchim, which is translated as halimi. Halimi, which is a sort of cress. It's a sort of cress, which I think is still used today to help for constipation. So this person should take cress. It has to be well-cooked. Shlukim means it's well-cooked, but that's not enough. Seasoned in olive oil. Seasoned in olive oil and in pickled fish oil, together with salt without bread. Oy, another method is, yishta mei shelek sheltardin. Drink the boiled water of cooked spinach, some translate it as beets. So you cook up the spinach, and the boiled water the person should drink. Oy kruv, or person can eat cabbage, which is b'shemen zayis, which is seasoned with olive oil, or murius, and pickled fish oil, umelach, and salt. These are the remedies. V'im haya zaken, if the person is an old, elderly person, yishtad vash mozak b'mayim chamim b'boiker, v'yishik mayar b'shayiz v'achkech echol su'dasa. Then he should drink honey diluted with hot water every morning, wait approximately 4 hours, and then eat his meal. Person should do this 1 day, 3 days, 4 days, if necessary, until he has loose bowels. Yudalit. They have given another principle when it comes to physical health. As long as a person exercises and exerts himself greatly and does not eat to the point that you're stuffed, that you're fully satiated, and the person has loose bowels, this person will not suffer sickness. On the contrary, he will grow in strength. This applies even if the person is eating harmful foods. But the fact that this person is constantly exerting themselves and exercising, not stuffing up their system, and they have a loose system in terms of loose bowels, this person will not get sick. Tesvav, conversely, v'chol mi shu yoshev lebetach ve'enoy mesamel, somebody who sits idly, a couch potato, somebody who sits in one place, does nothing, and does not exercise, or somebody who delays moving of the bowels, going to the bathroom, or somebody is constipated, here, even if this person is eating the proper foods and taking care to follow the rules of medicine, this person will be full of pain and his strength will fade away. Person needs to exercise and exert oneself and not delay the movement of the bowels and avoid constipation. The quality of the food that the person needs, the Rambam says, is second tier in importance. A general rule. Overeating, where the person stuffs their system with food, is for the body of every human being like poison. It is the main source of all illness. The Rambam says most illnesses which afflict people are caused either by harmful foods or by the person filling his belly, filling his stomach, and overeating to the point that he's stuffed, even if it's healthy food. This is what Shlomo HaMelech refers to in his wisdom when he tells us in Mishlei chapter 21, somebody who guards his mouth and his tongue guards his soul from distress. What does he mean? When you guard your mouth, not only from what comes out, from eating harmful foods or from eating too much food, from stuffing myself, from eating to full satiation. And somebody who guards his tongue to speak only about things that you really need or words of wisdom, like the Rambam discussed earlier. So a person who guards his mouth in terms of what goes in and his tongue in terms of what goes out, this is a person who protects his soul from a lot of tzadas, from a lot of distress. Tezayin. Derech harechitza. Let's talk about bathing. Sheikanes adam l'merchitz m'shiva yam l'shiva yam. The proper way is a person should go bathe at least once in 7 days. Don't go into the bathing house when you right after you eat or when you're starving, when you're hungry. After you ate and the food already began to digest, then the person can go bathe. Person should bathe the entire body in warm water, but not scalding water, not very hot burning water. Besides the head, he should use scalding water. And then the person should bathe the body in tepid water, lukewarm water. It should be yet even more tepid, more lukewarm. Until he manages to bathe his body in cold water. But not on the head. On the head, you shouldn't pass water that is lukewarm or cold. Person should not bathe in cold water until he builds up a sweat and gets the whole body, massages his whole body. One should not remain very long in the bath. Once he's built up a sweat and massaged the body, he should rinse himself off and then go out. Before you go into bathe, and after you come out, you should examine yourself if perhaps you have to go to the bathroom. You should also always check if you have to go to the bathroom before you eat and after you eat. Before intimacy and after intimacy. Before exercise and after exercise. Before you go to sleep and after you wake up. All in all, it's asara. We just spoke about 10 times checking yourself before you went to bathe, after you went to bathe. Before you went to eat, after you went to eat, that's 4. Before physical relations, after physical relations is 6. Before exercise, after exercise is 8. Before sleeping and after sleeping, the Rambam says all together is 10 times. Yudzai, kshiyetzi adam in amerchotz, when a person comes out of the bathing house, yilbash b'godav yichasir roishu b'bayis achitzin k'deshle tishlet b'y ruach kara, should make sure to get dressed and cover his head, still in the outer room, so that he shouldn't catch a chill. Be careful even in the summer months. After you leave the bathing house, you should relax until you regain your composure. The body relaxes and the heat is removed. And only then do you eat. You don't come straight from the bath into the meal. If you went to sleep for a little bit, if you took a nap after you came out of bathing before the meal, that would be very beneficial. It's very beneficial. When you come out of the bathing house, you should not immediately drink cold water, and certainly not when you are bathing. If you're very thirsty when you come out of the bathing and you cannot refrain, then dilute the water with wine or honey and drink. If in the winter months, in the rainy season, after you rinse off from the bathing experience, you smear yourself, you massage yourself with oil, that is also beneficial. Yudches, bloodletting. In ancient times, bloodletting was considered a major source of remedying one's health for many different challenges and illnesses. Today it's used as well, but much more sparingly. So the Rambam says, Lo yargil adam lahakis dam tamit. Do not make it a custom to constantly engage in bloodletting. You should not be bled unless there is an extreme necessity. Should not be bled in the summer or the winter, only slightly in Nisan and slightly in Tishrei, meaning in the spring and the fall when the temperatures are moderate. Once a person is 50 years old, they should not be involved. They should not be involved in bloodletting. The day that they allow themselves to bled, just like after 50, he shouldn't be bled at all. He says he also at any age should not be bled and go to the bath on the same day. You shouldn't leave on a journey after being bled. Nor should you be bled on the day on which you returned from a trip. And you should eat and drink less than usual on the day of bloodletting. On the day of bloodletting, a person should relax. That day he should not exert himself, nor exercise, nor scroll. Yutes. Shichvas zera. Shichvas zera is the procreative substance, the seed of life, semen. Hi koyach haguf. It constitutes the strength of the body, v'chayav, and the very life force of the person. Umoir einayim, and the light of the eyes. V'chol shetetze b'yoyser, an excessive release, constantly, of the seed of life. Haguf kala, it causes the body energy to be depleted. V'koyche kala, and the strength to fade. V'chayav oivdim, and a person's life gets lost. Hush amar shloime, this is what Shloime said, b'chachmasi, in his wisdom, Proverbs 31, Mishnah Amarav, Al Titein La Noshim Che Lecha. Don't give away your strength to women. What did Shlaima HaMelech mean with this? What he was saying is, don't give your strength to women mean you have to be in control of your procreative substance. Because the Rambam says, this constitutes such powerful energy in your soul. Kol hashatuv bebe'ila. Somebody who's addicted and completely submerged in constant intimate relations, zikna kefetzes alav, old age jumps on him, v'koyche toshesh, his strength weakens, v'ein of keyes, his eyes dim, v'reyach ran noidith mepivu meshachya, and a bad odor exudes from his mouth and his armpit, u'sa'ar roshay, and the hair of his head, v'gabes einav, v'risei einav, and his eyelashes and his eyebrows, noishris, they fall out, u'sa'ar skonay, v'shechya, u'sa'ar raglov rova, the hair of his beard and his armpit and the hair on his legs become even more, they increase. Shin of Neuflis, the teeth fall out, and many other pain and causes of distressful factors befall this person. Amru Chachmei Araifim, the sages among the doctors said, Echad me elef meis b'shar chaloyim ve'elef mereva tashmash. One of 1,000 die from other illnesses, and 1,000 die from excessive tashmash, from excessive physical relations. Excessive intercourse. And the Rambam says, Lo yival, a person should not engage in intimacy, elek sheyimtze gufoy bori v'chazek b'yoyser, only when he finds his body healthy and strong. That's the time for intimacy. V'humiska shahar b'sheloy l'daitoy. And the person finds that the procreative organ in his body is firm. And it's firm, shaloi ledaitai, meaning he's not attempting to do it. It's just natural. Even if he diverts his mind to other issues, still that part of the body is experiencing firmness, kishri. A person also finds a heaviness from his loins and below, and the tendons of the testicles seem to be stretched, and his body is warm. There's a sense of warmth in his body. Then the Rambam says, Zet tzarich liva. This is the person who needs to engage in physical intimacy. Urefu alay sheyival. And it's advisable from a medical perspective. It's healthy for this person. But loyival adam v'usavei yarayv. Do not engage in physical intimacy when a person is full, satiated, or hungry. Ela achish yisak l'amazin shebameyav. After the food is digested in the person's intestines. Person must check to see if he has to go to the bathroom before engaging in relations and afterwards. Person should not engage in intimacy standing or sitting, and not in the bathhouse, and not the day that he's going into the bathhouse, and not in a day of bloodletting, and not the day that you're going on a trip, or the day that you're returning from a trip, not before the trip, and not after the trip. Chaf. Conclusion. Whoever lives and conducts himself in the ways that we have guided, that the Rambam says we have drawn up the path, the map, the blueprint for life, whoever lives according to this, I, Rabbeinu Moshe ben Maimon, I am guaranteeing this person, all his life he will not be sick. Until he gets very old, v'yamos, and he dies, he will not need a doctor. His body will be wholesome, healthy, sound, and remain intact throughout all the days of this person's life. Unless the person, from the beginning of their creation, was born with poor health. Or this person already, from his or her early youth, was engaged in harmful behavior and diets and customs. Or if a pandemic of an infectious disease or hunger strikes the world, and then, of course, the person may be struck down. Chaf Aleph. All of these good customs that we stated in this chapter, I wrote them for a healthy person. Somebody who's healthy, who wants to live a healthy life, this is the way to go. Aval ha-chayla, somebody who's sick, or mi shechad mevarav chayla, or one of his limbs is thick, or mi shenag minigrash shanim rabbis, or somebody who for many years was engaged in harmful behavior, suddenly they'll open a Rambam and they'll say, let me do all of this as yesh l'chol achad me'am drachim acheinim v'anogas kifi cholya. Every one of these has different distinct patterns based on their illness. K'mashiz bar b'sefer refu is discussed in medical literature v'shinui v'esas t'chilas chayli. Here is a general principle, and that is changing one's routine and schedule is the beginning of illness. Chav beis, kol mokim she'im bar reife. If a person is living in a place without a doctor, echad habari v'echad hachayla, whether he's a healthy person or a sick person, he should not move away from all of the habits and patterns we discussed in this chapter, because every single thing we discussed will have good results. Chav gimel, last halach, kol ir she'im ba asar advarim me'elu, any city that lacks these 10 things, ein talmid chacham rashay lado b'saych. A Torah sage is not allowed to live in the city. Ve'eluim, here we go. Roife, number one, a doctor. Uman, a bloodletter. Right? Uman is somebody who, a doctor, a bloodletter. Yeah. The third thing is Beis HaMerch, it's a bathhouse. Next, Beis HaKise, a latrine, a bathroom. Maya Mitsuyim, available source of water. Kagoynar, a river, Maya, and a wellspring. Beis HaKnesses, a shul. Umalamatinoikis, a teacher for children. Velavlar, a scribe. Vegabait Staka, somebody who takes care of tzedakah, makes sure people donate for charity, and he will distribute it for charity. Ubeizdin makav v'chayvshim, and a rabbinical Torah court empowered to impose corporal punishment, and if needed, jail sentences to maintain law, morality, and justice. These are the 10 things that are required in a city for a Talmud Chacham to live in this city.